Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Girl Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to follow the show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/girltalk, G-I-R-R-L-T-A-L-K. That is the girls with the double R. Now, today, we have kind of a fun taping as Miss Dusty is going to get ready to call into the show here in just a little while, and it's going to be about crazy Halloween stories, Bambi's haunted doll collection, and kind of some comical gossip or some crazy stories as to what's kind of going on around the world. Now, we definitely invite you all to call into the show. Now, I know that we just kind of began this, so I'm not really sure if anybody will call, if we'll have a bunch of callers or whatnot, but we're going to keep this thing kind of going. So if you want to call in and be part of the show, again, the number is 347-884-8177. And we're going to be taping live on air Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A lot of times what I'm going to do is give 30 minutes for the show to air. That way we can hear from some of you all, hear what you have to say, if you have any input, if you need to get on air, if you need to get something kind of off your chest, we make sure that you feel free to do so. And also, don't forget that your girls on Girl Talk are definitely on YouTube, so make sure that you're checking us out on your YouTube channels. The links to it is www.youtube.com/Bambi Show for Bambi Nicole, and also www.youtube.com/Dusty Cheyenne for Dusty. Dusty is your makeup guru and kind of go-to girl, and she kind of gives you all kinds of wonderful advice as to what you all can be doing for your makeup, because I know that she helps me quite a bit. As I'll never forget the first time that we started talking and she started helping homegirl out with makeup, she was like, "Bambi, the blonde, white and blue is not working for you. This is not 4th of July." So I had to put down the blue eyeliner and the red lipstick.
4th of July, girl.
Here we go, girl. Anyway, I was telling everybody before that we started the show, and of course I told everybody that this is something brand new for them to be able to call into the show, Dusty Cheyenne. But we're going to get into some of the crazier Halloween stories before if we get anybody, because I know that this is something brand new to start taking callers on air. But anyway, tell everybody, girl, what you did for Halloween.
Girl, I went to some damn bar dressed like the damn exorcist with a bunch of drunks, because, you know, I'm not drinking no more.
So you didn't have any kind of... No shots of Jägermeister, no shots of whiskey, no shots of Crown, no shots of, I mean, Crown is whiskey. So you didn't have any beer or anything when you went to the Halloween party?
No. I wish I had, though.
I think that would have been a fun-filled thing. And you said that you dressed like the actress for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I was wearing a damn hospital gown, and it was cold as hell.
Anybody try to exercise a demon out of you?
Had a couple people try to fail me up, girl.
So you mean to tell me that your head didn't spin around while you were at the bar and, like, puke up anything green, like any shots of cream demand or anything like that while you were there being exercised?
My head turned around real quick. So, look, this guy, when I first got there, I was talking to some people, and all of a sudden I felt something pinching my nipple. My head spun around like a mother. I was like, "Get the head off of me. Who do you think he was?"
He thought that he was trying to get him.
Cute. Like, I could see if I was dressed, like, real cute and slutty, but I was an ugly, demon-possessed little girl.
What are you trying to say? I'm a demon-possessed girl every single day of my life.
Well, you said it, not me, girl.
You know, I think that that's very funny. And was he dressed as anything, you know, that would be, like, coming along? Did he look like the Big Bad Wolf or, like, Little Red Riding? Yeah. Peter Pan or anything? Was he dressed up?
He was dressed... No, he was in, like, scrubs. I was like, really? Can you at least be creative?
Oh, that sounds like a lot of effort. That sounds
yeah.
like a lot of effort for Halloween.
And he had a big black dildo hanging out of his pants, and I was just like, really? You wish.
No way. Now, does your mom go with you, too? Because I know mom is one of your favorite drinking partners.
No, she stayed home. She said she's going to hand out candy. I was like, you're just trying to spook the children, girl.
I wonder, did you have any candy left over after Halloween, or did she eat it all?
You know she got a sweet tooth. She didn't touch it. Because, you know, we both on a diet. We're trying to get the frames just right, get these bodies in order.
Now, I know that you had, not to be too much off topic, but I know that you've lost, like, I mean, half of 50 pounds in the past month. So, anyway, why don't you tell everybody what you've been kind of doing for your diet?
Oh, you're going to think it's disgusting. I've been doing the keto diet, and it's, like, high fat, low carbs. So, like, everything's covered in butter. Like lots of eggs and bacon and
oh wow,
fatty meat.
Wow. I know for Halloween, you know what? I think that sometimes I'm like a little bit too Bambi green to try a diet like that. Not that I plan on doing a diet anytime soon, but I know that it would be very, very hard for me to lay off the sweets, and especially like after Halloween, because you know that for Halloween I probably spooked the crap out of everybody, and that's probably why I didn't get any candy, because I went to a Halloween party girl dressed as a witch. Now, when
yes,
I tell you that I was dressed as a witch, I went with the blue hair and everything. And Angel, my best friend, she went as like Darth Vader, and then at the party there was a preacher, and I swear to you, he was trying to all but exorcise the demon about me, but it was a blast, and there was music blaring, there was drinks going. I know I had to sip on some brandy, and I was drinking on some beer, so I was trying to cast some spells, but I think that I was pretty half blitzed and half messed up, so I'm really sure that any of those castings worked. But you know, we did go outside, and we were all tore up, and it was really, really fun to do a rain dance, and lo and behold, on Halloween night, it started to rain. We'll figure. Did you see the pictures of, because I saw the pictures of you dressed as like that, the exorcist girl. Did you see any pictures of course you saw the pictures of Bambi dressed as a witch. Now, you know what's really funny is, isn't it cool how as an entertainer, how we can go from looking like Barbie to looking like a possessed witch? And isn't that kind of part of the art behind what we do?
It is, and well, you know Halloween is every day for my ass, because I don't give a shit. But that's what I love about Halloween. You can just be anything you want to be, and it's like everything goes, you know? I love it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and as we kind of get into Halloween, there was an interesting, well, it was kind of like it was a story that happened, and I don't know if this was necessarily kind of like recently, but there are some real there are some really scary stuff that happens sometimes on Halloween. And I don't know that if anyone knew, but a 9-year-old in a Halloween costume was shot by a relative who thought she was a skunk. This girl was outside in her Pennsylvania home during a party when the incident happened. She was wearing a black costume with a black hat and white tassel. A guy relative apparently mistook her for a skunk, fired a shotgun, hitting her in the shoulder, arm, back, and neck. She was rushed to the hospital following the incident after Halloween. And I believe that happened in like a couple years ago. So not only are we talking about like the spirit of Halloween, but we're also kind of getting into some of the stuff that, I mean, there's some scary stuff that you know, goes on during Halloween. I look at those Halloween movies, and I know that I have been like an avid fan, especially when I was younger and growing up. I used to love the Michael Myers Halloween stories. But there can be some pretty scary stuff that happens on Halloween. It's not all trick-or-treats.
No. And we're not even going to talk about how I'm pretty sure my house is haunted at this point, because I hear footsteps upstairs all the time. Last night, I thought I heard a ghost. Like, it was so quiet in my house, and all of a sudden, all I heard was, ooh. And I was like, I turned around. I looked at my mom. I said, what the hell was that? And she said, I heard it too, bitch. I said, we got some ghosts. My mom was standing in the damn kitchen talking about, go into the light, demon. I said, yeah, that's about right. Now you know where I get my craziness from.
Well, you know, talking about haunted and possessed, you know, atmospheres and stuff, as we all know, Dusty and I were talking,
yeah,
like, what was it, last night, and Dusty said, Bambi, you have got to put those scary-ass dolls away. Because
yes,
everybody, as we know, Bambi loves to collect haunted dolls. Now, it's not it's not just the doll collection of any doll collection. Like, I like the metaphysical. I like the ones that, you know, have, they have to run to the light, Caroline, because they still have kind of like a spirit in them. Now, I wanted to get into a little bit of the story because I know that the haunted doll collection scared the ever-living lights out of Miss Dusty Cheyenne. Is that correct?
Yes,
and
girl.
And tell everybody how you felt when I first told you that I was starting to become a haunted doll collector.
I told you that you're a crazy bitch and you stay away from that shit, and you had them dolls put a curse on me and make me sick.
Are you talking about Margaret? Are you talking about Margaret? Are you talking about the one doll that my
I
first year
adult? I love Margaret.
I know, you say that now, but you didn't say that in the beginning before you got your cold. Remember when you were saying that in the beginning? You were like, that haunted, possessed demon doll.
I say I love her now so she don't put another curse on me.
Oh, I can't believe it. You thought it was a curse, silly girl. You know, the one thing about me that with the spirit children is that I like to show them the light. It's like the movie Poltergeist, you know, run to the light, Caroline, because I think that it's extremely important if you have anything that's kind of metaphysical to show that the light, because there's so many people in this world that need to see the light, but I'm really, really kind of big into it. Now, a little bit behind of what kind of got me into the spook doll collection, was that there was an antique doll. Her name was Mandy. She was made in Germany between the years of 1910 and 1920. She was ultimately donated to a museum in 1991. It's the Wenzel Museum. Anyway, after strange incidents with this doll, the owner would hear sounds of crying in the basement. When she would go downstairs in the basement to look, she would find no baby, right? But she would find an open window. So she kind of got spooked, and she ended up giving this thing to a museum. Now, what they're telling me is that Mandy the doll is not actually like an evil spirit, but she's kind of, they're saying that she's like a child that's trapped inside the doll that wants like a lot of attention. And they say that, you know, you can hear crying. She'll play with electrical things. She'll make them malfunction. She has made some people feel sad and uneasy when they're around her. I kind of say that the spiritual energy that you give off is something that you will return. They also say that her eyes follow her around the room. And if you want to take a picture with this doll, you're going to have to ask permission or something will malfunction. I always say that with things that are metaphysical or things that are like kind of crazy or kind of spooky, as we all think, the important thing to remember is that you want to have a good spirit when you deal with a realm like that. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. I still ain't fucking with the girl.
I know. And also, I wanted everybody to know, so I think that I'm trying to think. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The creepiest, I think the most, one of the most active dolls that I have now is actually a Barbie. And the irony with her is that she will cross her legs on her own. And if I sit her down, she'll knock herself over. She's always putting herself into kind of different positions. And very, very strange, because this actually wasn't a doll that I bought that was haunted. This was actually like a doll that I bought to use for YouTube. And what I did was I actually had her lay in a doll bed with one of my haunted dolls. And so now she's been around for a while. So now, yeah, when I take her off, sometimes she'll cross her legs or she'll just kind of change different positions. Or she's very, very active. I thought that was very, very strange how you can put one doll with, like, the other one and they can get pretty active.
Are you wearing your haunted earrings and your haunted necklace and your haunted wig and your haunted eyelashes kit?
I can't believe that you put that out there to everybody, bitch. Now you're going to have everybody thinking that I'm crazy. As we all know, my haunted earrings haven't yet come in yet, but you were the first one to see them. I actually do have a haunted bracelet, a haunted ring, and haunted earrings, but now you have me ready to go get another haunted necklace. I did have one haunted necklace, but the problem with the haunted necklace was that it broke my neck out really, really bad. And one time during like a drunk frenzy, I think it fell off my neck into the toilet and I flushed it down. So now I got to get another haunted necklace because I'm kind of crazy and we all know this. But
you're haunted shit, girl.
Well, like I said, it's magic, everybody. It's magic, magic, magic. But it's now that we've kind of talked about, shut your mouth. Listen. As we're talking about kind of the more of the spooky stuff, I want everybody to know what a fabulous artist that you are, because our girl here, Dusty, is a painter. And I want everybody to really, we've got to get a website, Dusty. Do you agree that we have to get a website because your artwork is phenomenal? And Dusty, tell everybody, first of all, the types of things that you paint, because I saw these paintings yesterday and I was just like blown away. I couldn't even believe it. I felt like I was betrayed by my best friend because I didn't even know that she was such a painter. But tell everybody kind of like some of the stuff that you do with your painting.
First of all, you already knew I painted because I told you on the first episode, but you wasn't paying attention, obviously. But I digress. I do a lot of portraits. Recently, I did the Grinch. I really like that one. I've been staring at that for like 2 days now. I've done a lot of, I really like Marilyn and like Audrey Hepburn, like old Hollywood glamour. Stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Some superheroes. I have an Etsy. It's Art by Dusty. Of course, I need to update it and get shit back
on
there, though.
So you already have an Etsy site with your paintings, so they're already kind of out there and already for sale.
Yes. I just got to update that shit because I let it lapse. You know me. I can't keep anything straight.
We won't comment
on it. I'm all over the place.
I think that we are going to leave a link for your Etsy website. We've got to start leaving a link to your Etsy website. We'll leave it on the bottom of the title of this show. Of course, we're starting to get quite a few listeners in. I'm surprised nobody's really called in, but you know, it's our first time taking callers, so you know what? We already know that they'll start calling in. Everybody, if you feel like calling in, 347-884-8177. Otherwise, we're just going to sit here and have us a good old time talking, as we always do for the audience. But anyway, so tell everybody how much are the paintings, how much is your average painting? And if somebody wants to get a hold of you because maybe they want you to paint, can you paint something specific? Like if somebody gets a hold of you and they want like a portrait of whatever, can you paint just about anything?
Yeah, I can paint anything. Usually, for most of my paintings, I've been charging $100 and I've had pretty good success with that price. People seem to be okay with that since it's, you know,
very
painted. Yeah. So I've had some success with that, so I've been leaving it at that. Some of my others, I do go down on some of them if I feel like they're not as amazing as the ones that I charge $100 for, but most of the time,
wow, I mean, that's a bargain. I mean, I would even, like, just me personally, with as talented as what you are with that, is have you thought about doing a YouTube video just about your paintings alone? Like, maybe, like, promoting, like, your painting and you know, because you have fabulous, I mean, are they, do you have them? Are they, like, hung up on walls? Do you have them in a room? Where do you store them?
My mom keeps most of my paintings hung up in the house. I do have a lot of them stored in my closet just for safekeeping, so, you know, they're not damaged or anything, and I've got, like, sheets over them so they don't get dusty. I did think about doing some YouTube videos. I even thought about doing, like, a time-lapse video where people could watch me paint, and then I just, like, you know, speed it up really quick, and that way you can see a finished product in, like, 5 minutes. I just
that
have to sit
amazing.
Down and do it. You know, my ass is all over the place.
Well, not only that, you know, and the one thing that I want to tell everybody, especially, you know, because me and you have had so many people come at us and we're, you know, Dusty and Bambi, you know, what is it like to do YouTube? And they think that it's all this fun. Let me tell everybody something. When social media becomes a job, and me and you have discussed this before, it is more hard work than it is anything else. And the one thing that everybody is seeing is they're seeing the finished product. It's like when they go shoot a movie. And what everybody's seeing is they're seeing the finished product. They're seeing the finished film. They're seeing the finished thing. They're not seeing the cuts in between. They're not seeing the standing on set for 8, 9, 10 hours. They're not seeing the hard work that's put into it. And, of course, you don't want your audience to see that. But even when you go into something like YouTube or you go into something like a Blog Talk radio show, you have to put a lot of hard work into it. You can't just sit here, as they always say, to go and be an actress or be whatever, you have to have, you want to have something to say in front of a kid. You have to have something to say. So just think, when you're going on YouTube or whatnot, right, you have to have where it's interesting. How long does it take you to do an average painting?
Usually 3 to 4 hours. If it goes well, it could take days.
Right.
But I can
usually
bang them out pretty quick.
And to sit there and do a tutorial for YouTube, everybody, I want you all to imagine having to sit there and paint for 3 to 4 hours or a couple days, right? But instead of doing that, Dusty is willing to speed up the process to make it a 5 or 10 minute video. Imagine the hard work that it takes, because you have to do a lot of editing. You have to do a lot of, even with me, like, I think the one thing that people don't realize is that it can take a couple hours just to do a 3 to 4 minute video, because you have to shoot everything kind of like different sequences. Then you have to do a lot of editing. It's a lot of copying. It's a lot of pasting. Then you have to do pictures. It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of work.
But, you know, I always tell people that if that's what they want to do, follow your dream. Now, as we're kind of getting, like, down to the last 8, whatever, 9 minutes of the show, and, of course, you know, and I've had a lot of fun just sitting here talking to you and letting everybody kind of listen, tell everybody about, you know, because we're kind of in a scary topic. We're kind of in, like, the ghouly thing. But tell everybody about, like, the scary dream that you had last night after being in contact with one of your fans.
Oh, my God. My brothers are so mad about this, too. I had to block someone on my Facebook yesterday or the day before. They were just, like, really harassing me and, like, saying that they owned me and I was theirs and all kinds of, like, crazy, crazy stuff. And of course, sending me all the naked pictures and stuff, so I had to block them. And then all of a sudden I had this dream last night about being kidnapped, and I was, like, in some kind of a building. Like, there was a parking garage. I was running around, and of course, you know how in your dream sometimes you're, like, running in slow motion and you just cannot get away from this person?
Yes.
And of course, they're just running at regular speed, so I'm, like, trying so hard to get out of there, and I find my brother's car in a parking garage. I hide, and the next thing I know, the door opens, and he's standing there, and then I wake up, and, like, I think I woke myself up because I screamed in my dream, and I actually screamed in real life, so I woke myself up, and I was like, oh, damn, need to exercise some demons.
Yes, and it goes to show you that when you're in the public eye, or when you're kind of out here and you're doing the things that we're doing, you were contacted by some very, very scary people. Even, I mean, me and Dusty all the time, I mean, everybody here wants to think that everything's kind of like lollipops, sunshines, and rainbows, but sometimes you're contacted by people that just kind of give you the heebie-jeebies. And as a matter of fact, a lot of times, and I'll tell people this again, when you contact me or Dusty, usually through social media, what you'll find is that you kind of talk to both of us because we're having girl talk with you. And that was like the fan the other day, and we get some people, and when you're in the public eye, you have many, many fans, and you can't really contact everybody that you love to, but it's just not possible. And another creepy fan that, you know, idolizing is, if you idolize, and I want everybody to really realize this, audience members and people that are listening to the show, if you are idolizing a character, you are really not in reality with much of anything, because you're idolizing something that's not even real. Now, granted, we understand that a good actress has an ability to make the audience not be able to separate the character from the person. But understand that every character, every actress, every actor, every singer, every musician, there is a real person behind that is brought about for you all for entertainment purposes. But you really get some scary people out there that not only can they not separate the person from the character, but they get like an obsession or an infatuation with the character. And then it's very, very scary. Because the reality is that you have to deal with this person who's not in reality, who has this fantasy or this obsession or this infatuation built up over a character. And it's just, to me, it's just kind of unreal. I mean, it's a very real reality for people that, you know, go into the entertainment field. But the unfortunate thing of the reality is that you have somebody that's just so warped in this character, and they expect you to be this character all the time. It's very, very scary.
Right. Well, there's like, I guess they don't understand. There's a public image that you put out there, and then there's your private, I guess, image that you have that's the real you. Of course, you want to put your best out there when you're in the public, and I think it confuses a lot of people because they expect you to be, like, on and, like, acting and, like, you know, like we are in a video, we've got to have high energy and sell it, and I think they expect that in real life as well, and it's just, it's hard to be that person 24/7, so I think they get a little disappointed when they find out that you're not the same person you are on camera.
That's exactly. I mean, you know, and let's be honest, you know, if you think that we're parading around in here and we're wearing these, you know, green frosted lace front wigs and these eyelashes and these costumes that, you know, that we put together for you, I mean, that's just not reality because there is such a real person behind that. And any actor, any actress, any singer, anybody that you find, even YouTube blog stars, you're going to find the person that they are is a lot different from the person that they present. Because really, if you want to be successful at it, you're not going to, you'll present the real you, meaning that you'll expose the truth in your art form, right? But you're also
right.
going to realize that you have to go in front of an audience, in front of the public eye. And then the sad thing is like I said, is that you find people that idolize the stars, but they're not in reality. And then when they find out that their artist isn't who they think that they are, they're extremely disappointed. They're setting themselves up for disappointment.
Right. Sorry. We can't be that way all the time.
No. Excuse me.
We're
look, I think that I cast something and made me cough.
I probably
You know what I think would be a really, really good idea? For one of these tapings coming up here very soon, as we kind of like get into the last couple minutes of our show, I think that me and you need to do a Dusty and Bambi beauty secrets video where we're kind of like exposing some of the true secrets that we use for like the beauty routine or some of the tricks and stuff. Don't you agree?
Sure. You know, I always love me some beauty talk.
Absolutely.
Beauty is my life, girl.
And you have some amazing videos out there, like, I mean, even high shadow for hooded eyes and stuff like that. And we all love the tutorials that, again, that you do. And again, everybody, Dusty is more kind of like the beauty guru. She's the one that can do the eyeshadow. She's the one that can teach you how to do your lips. She's the one that can teach you. And I try to teach everybody through my videos that you're not just a victim of your circumstance, that you're not just that label, that you're not just that one category, that you can be who you are. Set aside a given circumstance and you can still shine. Like you can be this certain way. Like you don't have to just be a specific type of person. Like you don't have to just be a transgender and that's just all that your life is about, just being transgender and like, okay, you happen to be transgender, but you're also a very talented person outside of that. So I try to tell everybody or teach everybody through my channel, why don't we start looking outside of the box and realize that we're all here for a similar purpose and that we're all unique. Anyway, as we get down to the last minute and 30 seconds of this show, of course, we haven't had any callers today, and that's okay with me because we've had a good time with Girl Talk. We do invite you all to call in 347-884-8177, Fridays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, one more time, the link to the YouTube channels for us, for Miss Dusty Cheyenne, your beauty guru, www.youtube. Go ahead, girl. You tell us.
www.youtube.com/DustyCheyenne.
And mine is www.youtube.com/BambiShow. Make sure that you're following our show here on Girl Talk, because I know that a lot of you already are. www.blogtalkradio.com/Girl Talk, G-I-R-R-L Talk, the girls with the double R's, rawr. And also, don't forget to add us on Facebook. Look me up, Bambi Nicole, B-A-M-B-I-E-N-I-C-O-L-E, and Dusty Cheyenne, D-U-S-T-Y-C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E. We've had a wonderful time here talking about crazy Halloween stories, comical gossip, you know, some of those crazy stories that we've had, and also haunted dolls. We invite you all to call in, and we invite you all to listen, and we thank you so much for spending your time here on Girl Talk with us, and we can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Talk to you next week. Bye.